朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
由于信我得蒙赦罪，和一切成圣的人同得基业。
So that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
这里在第十九节里面所说的话。
In verse 19, it recorded here.
我差你到他们那里去。
I send you to them.
一般人认为这就是一个使徒的呼召。
A lot of people thought that this was the calling of the apostles.
但弟兄姊妹们，这句话跟保罗真正出去做使徒当中隔了好多年。
But brothers and sisters, when you look at this, when you look at this statement, from the time of this statement to the time that Paul went out as missionary, a long time had passed.
因为保罗得到这句话是在大马色的地方。
Well, because Paul, when Paul received this statement, he was on the road to Damascus.
而真正出去做使徒是从安提阿地方打发出去的。
But when he went out as a missionary, it was from Antioch.
我想保罗一点都没有怀疑，也知道时候没有到。
But Paul had no, I believe that he had no doubt in his mind, and he believed in it.
当时候满足神打发的时候，保罗一点都没有稀奇。
When the time was, when the right time comes, Paul just had no doubt in his mind.
保罗因为在这十几年中间一直预备他自己来明白怎么样服侍神。
Over the many years, Paul has prepared and equipped himself how to serve the Lord.
有人说你看保罗摇身一变一出去就变使徒了。
Well, somebody would say that, you know, look at Paul, he changed and then he turned into an apostle immediately.
我自己在教会里服侍的时候第一次到别的教会讲道，我们的那里有个老弟兄就说，哎，开始你做使徒的工作了。
Well, when I was in my church to serve, I went out to a different church to preach, and an older brother said that, oh, now you're starting the work of an apostle.
我不晓得他是恭维我还是讽刺我。
I didn't know whether he was putting me on or whether he was flattering me.
也许他是真正的从心里面为我感谢主的恩典。
Maybe he truly from his heart has thanked the grace of the Lord.
但是使徒的工作不是这么一转就开始的。
But the work of the apostle is not justturning just like that.
不是因为踏出了教会的门就开始做使徒了。
Not only not that he just leave the door of the church and became an apostle.
今天很多弟兄姊妹们不明白这件事情。
A lot of brothers and sisters nowadays do not understand or appreciate this point.
因此在教会里面并没有扎扎实实的学到许多当学的功课。
So that they do not learn the lessons that they need to learn in the church.
最近有一些新的神学院毕业的学生来跟我谈话。
Recently, there are some people that just graduated from seminary. They came to speak to me.
我很怕看见有些神学生一毕业就觉得自己是个大牧师了。
Some I'm really afraid of these young seminarians. As soon as they graduate, they felt that they are taken root as a pastor.
我说弟兄，你不明白。
And I tell him, I said, brother, you do not understand.
你刚刚是受完了神学教育。
You have just received a theological training.
现在你需要有一个有经验的牧师来带你走一段路。
Now you need an experienced pastor to lead you on.
其实如果你能够在这个牧师底下学到一些神学的经验，你不一定需要上神学院。
Actually, if you can learn under this experienced pastor, you do not need to go to seminary to have training.
因为今天很多传道人觉得太忙了。
Because a lot of times the preachers nowadays feel that they're really busy.
没有时间带这些年轻要侍奉主的人，把他们都送到神学院去。
And they do not have time to shepherd these younger students, and they send them to seminaries.
所以神学院出来学生说，我跟我的牧师一样，都读完神学，我跟他一样。
So they, when they finish seminary, they say, well, I'm just like my pastor, I finished seminary school.
你就不能带他了。
But you cannot lead him.
弟兄姊妹们，这里两种错误。
Brothers and sisters, I see two errors here.
牧师为什么这么忙？
Why is the pastor so busy?
你们知道吗？
Do you know how? Do you know why?
刚才我们讲四代的原则。
We just talked about the principle of the four generations.
因为很多时候弟兄姊妹该做的事情没有做。
Because a lot of times brothers and sisters do not do what we should be doing.
他们应当去看望。
We need to go and visit.
他们应当做教导的工作。
And we should be going. We should be teaching.
应当在教会里面做安慰的工作。
And we should be doing the job of comforter inside the church.
应当在教会里面做许多的 counselor.
And we need to also give counsel inside the church.
牧师就不会这么忙。
Then our pastor will not be so busy.
那些年轻人要侍奉主的，就有一个导师能够帮助他。
Those young people, when they want to serve the Lord, they will have a teacher to guide them.
今天很多时候教牧师需要有个助理的牧师。
Nowadays, a lot of pastors need an assistant pastor.
希望他们一来就能帮助自己侍奉。
And they want these pastors to come. As soon as they come, they would help them to serve the Lord.
却不知道这些刚来的人正是最最需要受教导的时候。
They did not realize that these new assistant pastors, they need the teaching the most.
我真是觉得很可惜。
I feel very sorry about that.
但是如果我们真正要把神的旨意、神的福音传遍地极
，But we really, if we really want to spread the gospel and gospel to the ends of the world,
让我很诚恳的从心里面对各位劝导。
I earnestly, from the bottom of my heart, would like to exhort you.
要看见教会是一个成长的环境和机会。
Just look at our church. Look upon our church as an environment and an opportunity to grow.
我们要把神的儿女栽培建立，叫他们能够尽各样的职分。
We need to nurture our brothers and sisters. We need to nurture God's children so that we can take all the positions that God has appointed to us.
牧师不能做所有的工作。
Our pastors cannot do all the jobs.
牧师也不应该做所有的工作。
And he should not do those, do everything also.
牧师要牧养的。
The pastor has to shepherd the church.
但是更要把牧养的工作、学习交给别人，教会别人。
But the more important job for him is to teach his flock how to shepherd.
你看保罗离开以弗所的时候。
We see that when Paul left Ephesus,
他在米利都召集以弗所的长老带到他的面前来。
He called the elders of Ephesus to come before him.
把牧羊的责任交给这些长老。
Give them the opportunity to give them the responsibility to shepherd the church.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们人性的一个软弱。
Brothers and sisters, this is a weakness in our humanity.
就是不能相信别人能给我们做一样的工作，甚至做更好的工作。
We do not believe that other people can do our job as well as we do.
刚才我们读那个四代的原则，有一个很重要的字，不知道你们注意到没有
？When we read about the principle of the four generations, there is a point I don't know if you have noticed it.
那里有一个字叫做交托。
And there's one word is entrust.
你必须信任你所带领出来的人。
You have to trust those people that you have taught.
如果你不能信任他，是因为你没有把他教好。
If you cannot entrust him, that means you have not taught him well.
或者你当初就没有看准这个人的人品是不是可靠。
Or maybe at the beginning you have estimated his character a little bit in error.
弟兄姊妹，是不是耶稣基督整夜上山祷告神，选择十二使徒、十二门徒呢？
Brothers and sisters, does Jesus Christ went up to the mountain and prayed all night before he called his apostles?
那你说耶稣也选错一个，选了犹大。
And you said, well, he chose somebody wrong. He chose Judas.
弟兄姊妹，可能我们今天侍奉主也会选错人，看错眼，觉得这个人你对他寄予厚望，结果他却不成才。
Maybe nowadays we might think that you know we have chosen somebody to be a to serve the Lord, but we have made an error. That person really could not be entrusted.
所以耶稣所做的事给我们更大的安慰。
But you know the Jesus Christ has given us much comfort.
因为耶稣选了犹大的缘故，才能叫人看见耶稣的爱有多少。
Because Jesus, when Jesus chose Judas, we can see how great his love is.
有些时候，我们带领的人反而成了我们的刺。
Sometimes the people that we have led, they became our prick.
没有关系。
It doesn't matter.
因为那是神叫我们考验自己属灵生命的表现。
And because God, this is how God has wanted us to test our spiritual lives.
但真正正常情形之下
But under normal circumstances,
当我们懂得教导别人、带领别人进入侍奉的时候
When we know how to teach another person, guide another person into the service for the Lord,
到有一天
One day,
我们可以交托给他
We can entrust to him.
所以教会里不缺少人才
So in the church there would be no lack of talent.
训练人、带领人、教导人的人手里永远不会太满。
So we would not have not enough people to teach, to lead, to guide.
我们永远有空出来的手可以再帮助人、再带领人、再教导人、再训练人。
We would always have the opportunity and we would always have the free time to teach more and guide more and lead more.
如果每一个教会都把人训练好。
If each and every church has trained everybody adequately,
宣教的工作不是难的事。
Then missionary work will not be difficult.
我们能够很快的也把宣教的原则用在那个新的地图上面。
And we can utilize this principle of mission work into new places in the map.
把福音的责任交托给当地的人。
And we will give the, so that the new churches at the new location, they would have to take the responsibility.
有那我们公司的创办人 Bob Bowman 弟兄 Dr. Bob Bowman.
Dr. Bob Bowman said,
在一开始的时候他就想到一个很具体的事实。
At the beginning, he thought of a very true fact.
他说要我们美国人去讲英文做无线电广播是一个很傻的事情。
Well,
要我们美国人学中文去做无线电广播是一个很傻的事情。
Oh, okay. So he said that if we, as Americans, have to learn to be broadcasters in Chinese language, it's really a silly thing.
所以我们最好立刻找到中国人来做福音的广播。
So the best thing to do is to find local Chinese people to be broadcasters.
当然，他说这个话的时候，福音已经在中国生根了。
Of course, when he said that the gospel has already taken root in China.
他如果在马里森的时候来，简直是不可能的事。
But if he happened during the era of Morrison, that could not work at all.
但是你看见没有，这个拆船的原则到了这个时候不能开倒车了。
But we see that the principle of the mission work at this point, we cannot move backwards.
这个话并不是我说所有的西国弟兄不能再向中国人传福音。
I'm not saying that all the Western brothers and sisters cannot bring the gospel to China.
相反的，我觉得还是更大的需要。
On contrary, the need is great.
我明天再给各位讲一个故事。
Tomorrow I'm going to tell you another illustration.
就是讲到为什么外国人要向中国人传福音。
And that is why Westerners need to preach the gospel to Chinese.
一方面，我们是应当负起福音的责任来。
On the one hand, we need to take the burden for the mission work in China.
另外一方面，我们要求主继续不断扩充我们的心胸和度量。
At the other time, we need to ask the Lord to continue so that we can be more accepting.
我特别提到那位去南非的刘吉弟兄。
I want to mention again this brother Liu who is going to South Africa.
我说你传福音的策略是什么？
I ask him, what is the
strategy?
What is the strategy when you are preaching to South Africa?
他说我已经60岁了。
He said, I'm already 60 years old.
我只能看见一代的工作。
I can only see the work of one generation.
所以我要帮助在那里建立南非的中国教会。
So I want to help them establish a Chinese church.
然后他说
And then he said,
我相信在当地的教会会向南非的人传福音。
I believe the Chinese church at that time will preach to the South Africans.
我说刘吉弟兄你的话对极了。
I said, Brother Liu, what you said is so right.
如果我们到了各地都还是只向中国人传福音。
If we go to different lands and we only preach to the Chinese,
也许我们对普世福音的胸怀还没有那样进入。
Maybe we have not appreciated that we need to take the gospel to the ends of the world.
但是我相信神的时候已经到来。
But I believe God's time is ripe.
如果神在中国的教会中间做这么多奇妙的事。
We've seen that God has done so many miracles in the Chinese churches.
中国教会从1949到现在，信主的人在大陆上至少8000万。
The Chinese churches from 1949 to today, the people believe at least we have 80 million.
但中国有多少人呢？
How many people are there in China?
12亿、13亿，对吧？
1.2 or 1.3 billions.
中国教会的信徒的比例多少？
What is the proportion of Chinese Christians?
恐怕也不过 5%.
Maybe less than 5%.
感谢神，我相信神能做奇妙的工作。
Praise the Lord. I believe that God will do miracles.
我有信心，我知道中国教会必定能负起宣教的使命。
I believe and I have faith that the Chinese church will carry on the mission work.
我们一同祷告。
Let us all bow and pray.
主耶稣，我们把一切的赞美、敬拜、把恩典、荣耀、尊贵、能力、权柄都归给你。
Dear Father, we give all praise, thanks, and all the glory be to your name.
因为你是万有的元首。
Because you're the Almighty King of all.
你也是教会的元首。
And you are the King of the church.
一切的祝福从你那里而来。
All blessings came from you.
并且你也告诉你的使徒、你的门徒说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经赐给了我。
You also told your apostles and disciples that all the authority from heaven and earth has been granted to me.
所以你差遣他们往普天下传福音。
And then you send them all to all parts of the world.
今天这个权柄也给了你的教会。
Today this authority has been passed to your church.
这个命令也给了你的儿女。
And this commandment has been given to your children.
我们愿意从你的手中接受这个使命。
We are willing to take this great commission from your hands.
传递福音的火炬。
To take on the torch to preach the gospel.
传福音直到地极。
To preach the gospel until the ends of the world.
愿你祝福教会。
May your blessings be poured upon the church.
愿你祝福你所选召的人。
The other people to grow.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹们是不是想到保罗的问题。
Have you thought of Paul's problem?
保罗最早在安提阿教会跟五个同工一起侍奉，这些人都是先知和教师。
When Paul served in Antioch with the other five people, and they were all prophets and scholars
and teachers.
And teachers.
保罗和巴拿巴出去，他们成为使徒。
And Barnabas and Paul went out as missionaries.
我在想，为什么？保罗到46岁才能出去。
I was trying to think why did it take 46 years before Paul can go on his missionary trip.
因为我想在做宣教的工作上面，他会遇见各种不同的问题。
I think in the work of missions he was going to face many many different situations.
他在安提阿所有侍奉的经验，那些累积的事情，能够帮助他做一些正确的决定。
And the experience he had in Antioch was going to help him.Face the situations.
是不是我们时间差不多了，是吧？我来的时候问叶弟兄，他说随便你讲多久都可以。
I asked Richard. He says I can talk as long as I need.
不过我也是随时可以停止的。
But I can also stop anytime.
那么为什么保罗要46岁出去呢？
Why did Paul leave at 46 years of age?
我想神有他的计划。
I think God had his plan.
我的结论意思就是说，弟兄姊妹们，如果你在教会里好好的跟随主，好好的侍奉。
Brothers and sisters, if you follow God in church and serve Him,
你所有的生命经历都是神的准备工作。
All your life experiences is His preparation for you.
有一天神打发你出去的时候，
When one day God sends you out,
这是你的累积的资本。
This is your resources.
这是你所以能侍奉的原因。
This is the reason that you can serve.
我们可能暂时不知道神是否呼召。
We may not know temporarily if God has called.
但是无论神有没有呼召，
But whether God has called or not,
我们总在神的面前专心地侍奉他。
We need to focus on serving Him.
到有一天，
Until one day,
直到主呼召我们，
Until one day God calls,
我们成为神家里面可以差遣出去的精兵。
We become the army of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，大使命在圣经里面安稳放了2000年。
Great Commission has been in the Bible for 2,000 years.
在亚伯拉罕祖先2000年，神的心意就已经是要叫万民得救，听见他的福音。
And from Abraham, our ancestor, God's heart is already to spread His word.
每个时代都有人读神的话语受感动。
And every generation, there are people who hear God's words and be touched.
每个时代都有人看见神的呼，听见神的呼召。
And every generation, there's somebody who heard God's call.
每个时代都有人看见神的工作旨意的蓝图。
And every generation, there are people who see the blueprint of His mission.
所以他们毅然决然放下自己前面的道路前途。
So they put everything.Down that's in their future,
出来侍奉主
and come out to serve the Lord.
神就在这样一个循环的过程中间，
and God has been in this cycle,
把他的福音传遍地极，
and through the cycle, He spreads His word throughout generations.
叫一切蒙他拣选的人成为他的儿女，
so that all the people that have been chosen by Him become their His children.
今天教会提醒。借着差传年会提醒我们对于福音的负担和差传的认识。
Today, the church is reminding us through this conference of what we know of mission.
不论是我们身边的，好像耶路撒冷一样，到地极的。
Whether it's right next to us or Jerusalem or the ends of earth.
都是神在他教会那件大使命的一部分。
And this is all part of God's great commission.
求主把更多对于宣教的负担放在弟兄姊妹心中。
We pray that God put more of the burden in your hearts.
郑国牧师说了一句话。
And Pastor Jen said one thing.
他最近说了一句话。
He recently said something.
这位神老仆人说的话真有意思。
This is an old servant of God.
他说每一个教会。
He says every church.
不是差人。
And not only do they send people.
就是被差。
Or that they are sent themselves.
这句话真好，不是差人就是被差。
If you're not sending someone, you're sent yourself.
意思就是说，我们在大使命中间。
That just means that we are part of the Great Commission.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们真愿意你借着这几天的聚会，让弟兄姊妹、让神的儿女、让教会里面有真切对于福音的负担。
Dear Lord, we pray that through these few days of mission conference, that you can put the burden of mission in everybody's heart.
看见正当我们在这里享受你恩典的时候
，so that we can see while we're enjoying your blessings.
有许多人因缺乏福音而灭亡。
We know that many people are perishing because they lack gospel.
主耶稣，我们也看见这世世代代多少人听见你的呼召，答应你的呼召，而走上宣教的路。
And we know we can see that throughout the generations, so many have heard your calling and have answered your call and have gone into the ministry.
有年轻的，有中年的，有老年的。
There are young people, middle-aged people, and elderly.
年轻的，你使用他们年轻的力量，叫他们身体健壮，能够奔跑为你。
The young ones, Lord, you use them through their youth to work for you.
那些年老的，你叫他们因着生命经历的丰富，更有忍耐。
And the older ones, Lord, through their life experience, you help them to be more patient.
当他们遇见难处的时候，不至于跌倒，不至于挫折，不至于回头。
So that when they encounter difficulties, they won't fall and be weakened.
主，这些人都是你多年在教会中间预备的。
These are people that you have prepared throughout the years.
有些人虽然不清楚、不明白你的呼召。
Many people are not clear about your calling.
但是他们积极地装备自己。
But they have been preparing themselves.
献上自己的生命。
And they have given their lives to you.
愿意给你使用。
So, given their lives to you and are willing to be used.
好像有一天当你呼召我们的时候。
So that one day when you do call us.
像以赛亚那样，我们说。
So that we can be like Isaiah.
我在这里，请差遣我。
I'm here, please send me.
主，为着这个教会，我们献上感谢。
And we put thanks to you through
the church. 因为你借弟兄姊妹的奉献摆上，你差遣了许多人出去。
Because the brothers and sisters have given to you to send people out.
我们也相信，在这里会有许多人蒙你的呼召而走上宣教的路。
We believe that many people here will be called by you and walk on the road of ministry.
但愿你的爱充满我们。
We pray that your love will fill us.
但愿圣灵给我们能力。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will empower us.
但愿弟兄姊妹们的祷告给我们扶持。
We pray that brothers and sisters' prayer will support us.
叫耶稣基督拯救人的好消息被传扬。
So that the good news that Jesus Christ has saved the world will be spread throughout the world.
谢谢你听我们祷告。
We thank you for listening to our prayers.
靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray this through Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。